Yo, Jake, what's this episode sponsor? Sorry. Yo, Jake, how does...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
You're a loser.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry because the joke failed. Be sorry because you... Jump out the window.
What are you talking
about? I'm sorry. Jump out the window.
I have to talk about...
Jump. Jump. Jump.
Everybody say, jump, jump.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
Bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, Bark
yeah,
Box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn.
And
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Super exciting episode. We finally got our boy, our rap teacher, Hoodrow Allen himself.
Hoodie Allen, where your aardvarks at? Where your aardvarks at?
And yes, things continue to become real. Enjoy.
If I were you, realer than G-sharp, third and harmonic. If you ask a question, you best hope it's not moronic. Or they'll laugh and lose the advice like rich guys forget gratuity. Yeti or L-Y do what they are and you get some jewelry. They call Jake the Pinch, he must be a pinch of salt. Cause he makes a girl so thirsty when they grab his pole to ball. And a mirror, like a mirror, has reflections that are superior to your mommies or daddies. So please just feel inferior to these theories and the hearing of advice that you're hearing. In regards to all your silly, unjust babbling queries, I pray to Jake in a but in answer, never do I hear it. But I still believe in them, like junk men believe in spirits. Cocaine for ladies, either way, they're better than blow. Beginning or ending, it doesn't matter if I were you, show.
Boom, baby.
Wow. Holy shit. Watch the throne.
Don't let him get in a zone.
They're coming at you.
Hoodie Allen.
Hoodie Allen
that,
is
hold
here.
On, hold on. That's crazy because I really got your money's worth with all those lessons because
that was
incredible,
me, yeah.
Man.
Really,
I remember when the concept of like timing and on precision, like that was a I'm never gonna do this.
I hate to burst your bubble. That wasn't Jake.
Oh really?
Did you really think it was me?
I really thought that was you.
That's the nicest thing. That's a really good compliment.
But now, yeah, think about that. That doesn't make sense. Yeah, you could never do that.
Yeah, I don't have innate rhythm.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a sense of
ability.
Timing.
I really.
Like, I can't even clap and do We Will Rock You.
Yeah.
I'll try it right now.
Tell people that was you because
it's already off, right? We will.
I lost it after two beats. That was actually a fan named Garrett.
Garrett.
That's right. Opening every show with a original theme song, and that one was written by our fan Garrett.
That one was Garrett. What did you think of?
I think that was great for Jake. That was Garrett. Garrett does a great Jake.
Yeah.
Garrett does a pretty good Garrett, but he does a great fucking Jake. Great Jake. Yeah.
How would you rate that? You know, as a rapsmith yourself, what would you grade that one?
How would you feel about Amir saying rapsmith?
Like, yeah.
As
rapster.
Well, no.
What do you call yourself? A rapper, right? A musician, an artist.
Yeah.
Amir says rapster and rapsmith.
Yeah. I like rapster.
Or what about rapscallion?
Rapscallion. Like,
yeah.
That's really bad.
It makes me feel like a chameleon or like a
dirty rascal.
A bagel.
What?
Like scallions. Like scallions on a bagel. Yeah.
It's a scallion rap, actually.
Garrett gets an A- from me.
That's pretty
just
great.
Just because I want to encourage him to continue pushing to be better.
Yeah,
so
but
you
it's great
that he could be better.
A little room A-. For improvement.
There's always room for we can always learn from each other, you know.
So Hoodie, just to introduce you to some of our fans who might still, for whatever reason, not know you. Ignorant. You are how would you? I don't want to like misspeak or misrepresent you, but you're a rapper.
Yeah, I rap, I sing, and I've made three glorious appearances on Jake and Amir. So
that's
what
right.
else do you need
rap
to know?
Rap teacher 1, 2, and 3.
And 3. We decided to keep it going in sequential order.
Yeah.
Not to confuse everyone.
Rap teacher 1, 2, and 7. So yeah. that
was a
little
unreleased.
Weird.
Well, it's like Star Wars. We started with 4, 5, 6.
Right.
And we're gonna do 1, 2, 3.
You played my rap teacher on the show.
I did.
And then he played my rap teacher on the show.
Right.
No loyalty.
How did
these hoes ain't loyal?
These rapsters ain't loyal. How did this start? Do you remember what the beginning was? Like, how did we meet Hoodie?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh yeah, so do I. Let's see if we can both tell the story, because it's sort of like a how we met story.
Yeah.
Jake, your brother, listened to my music.
That's
and
right.
He recommended my music to you, and you may have said something nice to me on Twitter.
Yep.
In which return I said, oh, I like you too.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's take this weird friendship to IRL and see what happens. And then you got involved and messed it all up.
Right.
But yeah, no,
it was perfect for a little while.
We had you on our show, but you have yet to have us on your, I guess, albums. Like, where I would love to be a get, like, you know how when rapsters have other rapsters on the show?
What about when like there's like comedians who open up rap albums? Like, hasn't
done
stuff?
No. Yeah, have you ever considered doing skits?
The albums don't have skits, do they?
No, I mean, they totally could.
This is a great gesture, and I super appreciate it. That being said, I'd love to rap on your album.
I don't want to do a skit.
We didn't invite you to our show to do rapping. We invited you to do comedy, and thus to reciprocate it.
If he rapped, that'd be kind of great.
Yeah. I guess he does rap on our show.
But he only raps his answers.
Oh, that's the hardest thing ever.
Yeah, because it has to be advice, rhyming advice, freestyle. And just told him that I had this idea.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to do it, though. It might be a fun little game to play. Either way, let's at least explain what the show is. It's an advice podcast. It's called The If I Were You Show. It's the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
And
I'm Hoodie.
Yeah, we have Hoodie Allen.
I'm Hoodie, bitch.
First team, bitch.
I hope people know what they're talking about. I'll be so proud.
So people email us and we, you know, try to answer some questions and give people advice.
Well, I know this because
obviously
when I was just on tour, I would listen to the podcast in my bunk.
Wow.
Sometimes it helped me go to sleep.
Is that, I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
It is, because like, you know, when you're listening to like your soothing voices, it just allows me to
that's really nice. Out there like fingering all of your fans, but instead you were just in your bunk.
I was going to go too far. I was about to say.
I like that you have more self-restraint than Jake does already. You've only been on the show for 6 minutes and you're already exercising self-restraint more than Jake.
I have a filter. I really do. Yeah. There's some stuff I won't
say. A pop filter. Speaking of soothing voices, I'm really excited to be using these new microphones. What do you think so far, Jake?
Honestly, I didn't even notice.
What are you talking about, dude?
It looks like the old mic.
They don't.
Is this an endorsement? Yeah.
We're getting paid by whatever these mics are.
The names are here.
Worst endorsement
ever. It's upside down.
You can't read up. Smurfs is what it looks like. All right, so should we get started? Should I start reading these questions?
I'm ready if he's ready.
I am ready.
We're going to give these real emails from real people fake names to preserve their anonymity. What sort of theme of fake names? Can you come up with names for us, Hoodrow?
So you want to have a like a consistency and theme to the names we're going to use?
Or you could just make them up at random.
I'd love to do that. Okay. I think the first one should be...
It's a guy.
Alabaster.
Alabaster. Alabaster
McAllister.
So quick.
Oh my God.
In case you need to have a full name. Alabaster McAllister.
I feel so bad. It's a female.
Alabaster McAllistra.
Alabaster
McAllistra. Yeah.
Why did her last name change?
Female.
Yeah, Spanish. A female last name. It's like in Iceland.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Dear guys, my boyfriend of 8 months has been away on a Euro trip for the past week. We have spoken every night and promised to be faithful to each other. Yesterday, he was acting weird when talking about Amsterdam. I went on his Facebook. He had given me his password, and I found out that he had paid 30 euros to sleep with a prostitute in the red light district. Wow. What's my next move? Should I end it, ignore it, or forgive him? Thanks. Alabaster
McAllistra.
Wow.
Tough stitch situation.
Very. Oh, Amir broke.
Stuff situation. Well, first thoughts.
My first thoughts, well, you know, you got to be delicate about this one. Mm-hmm. I can't believe this is a real situation, but like, you know.
My first thought is that I don't believe it's real.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm going to go with it. She did go onto his Facebook. So this is her information. She knows something that he doesn't know that she knows.
That's right.
She needs to play it out a little bit, in my opinion, and see if he's going to
bring it up. Like,
if he's going to admit to it. Let's see. You don't think so?
No, you don't sleep with a prostitute and tell your girlfriend. This is his way of hopefully cheating without necessarily
the emotional attachment.
Feel
super guilty. She said he was acting weird. Maybe he was just.
It'll come out. Oh, so know. Like, what are you going to give him a week and then be like, if he doesn't bring it up, like, then we're going to break up. But if he does bring it up, then maybe he's an honest guy.
It would be kind of her to break up with him now so the rest of his time in Europe he could fuck prostitutes guilt-free.
Yeah. That's true. She's being a little bit selfish at the moment.
Super selfish.
I don't think there's much coming back from that, though. She's never going to be content with knowing that information. I don't think.
That's not okay. She can't just not ever bring it up. That's insane. Yeah. I'll just never bring it up. Here's the thing that I picked out from that is it weird to promise someone that you'll be faithful if they're your boyfriend or girlfriend?
Or shouldn't that promise be implicit?
Yeah, it's just unsaid, right? It's like, I'm going to go to Europe and I promise you I won't cheat on you. Eight months is a long time.
That's a serious...
I think that's like, the trust should be inherent by then. You shouldn't be like, I won't cheat on you while I'm there.
Yeah, if you promise that you won't cheat on someone, you probably already have.
Right.
And if you're not going to cheat on someone, you don't have to promise because it's such a foregone conclusion.
That's romantic.
Yeah. I would say that's true. That's our first true statement of the day.
Brought to you by Smurf Microphone.
Smurf, that's my first Smurf Microphone fact that is true of the day. We're going to go 7 more. Would you consider that more or less damaging than cheating on a girl with not a prostitute?
Mm.
I don't really think that there's a difference.
You think cheating with a random girl at a bar is just as bad as cheating with a prostitute?
Ask me next. I have a response.
I was talking to Hoodie.
I know. You never ask me shit. You ask her guest questions. I'm ready to talk.
All right. I know you are because you interrupted.
Right. Okay.
I just have a response, and that's it. I know, and we'll get to it, but I just want to hear him out for a second.
Me too.
I feel
cheating
like...
is cheating?
I think
disagree for the following reasons.
I know.
All right.
If you're gonna say this is some sort of business arrangement and therefore it's different, I think you have to come down to the intent and the action, and it's the same in both situations. All right, go hit
that
me.
Is, you know what? I could debate you or I could rap battle you.
Holy shit! Is this happening?
Yeah.
Oh, you better drop a bomb ass chorus on me before you.
Anyway, I choose debate.
Thank God.
Well. I think that there's like some level of when you cheat, there's sort of like this can't be an illicit affair because it's a whore that he had to pay.
Because there's no emotional cheating to this, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was like a totally physical thing. This girl, this whore that he slept with.
This whore woman. Can prostitutes be offended if you call them whores? Is that a derogatory term?
I think it's still mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
It's like slang.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Saying the word whore makes me feel really bad.
It's the hard R sound.
Yeah, whore.
Yeah, how about ho?
So this slut.
These whores ain't loyal.
These, oh God. This prostitute, which is also a pretty derogatory term.
Right. What are we? What's the nicest way to call
woman,
a woman? Who has,
a woman of
woman
the night. Night walker.
Yeah.
A night walker. A sex artist.
A sartist.
Sex artist.
A sartorialist.
Or artisan, like she's oh, a yeah. subway employee for sex.
Yeah.
So
showtime.
She was paid to fuck him. Mm-hmm. So she isn't like in love with him. She's not going to keep on fucking him. So this is like at least a one-time thing that he did in Amsterdam versus like when he was home, bored, didn't want to be with his girlfriend, started cheating on her.
Yeah, it's almost one level above masturbation.
Right, you could...
It's
right,
just no. using...
You, instead
just,
of like your hand, he used another
paid,
vagina.
Yeah, you paid for a vagina to have.
Right. Well, so... And also, you have to take into account that it's Amsterdam. Like, partly it's the experience of, like, going to the red light district and having sex with a whore.
Right. What?
Well, I...
you said whore again?
No.
I know people who have done this.
Prostitutes?
Do you guys know people who have been in this situation?
Yes. I know people that have had sex with prostitutes. I know people that have had sex with prostitutes in the red light district.
In Amsterdam? And would you consider that cheating? Yeah, obviously, right?
Yeah, it's definitely cheating. I'm just not sure that it's like worse than the other kind of cheating.
Right. Because
this is just a sex cheat. This isn't like like emotional cheat is pretty fucked up. So emotional and sex, that's the worst kind of cheat. Then an emotional cheat's pretty bad, and then a sex cheat's pretty bad.
Can I just bring up one other fact in this? She said he was gone for a week. Like, what's wrong with this dude? It wasn't like
seven
he took like a semester abroad, and he's like, damn, I got to hold out. Like, he was just like, I'm in Europe for 7 days. I don't care about anyone else but myself.
Right.
Like, he's kind of a selfish dude. Alabaster, hit me up if you want a real man in your life.
Alabaster. Alabaster. Yeah. He's only going, it's the boyfriend of 8 months, but he's only been on a Euro trip for a week.
Yeah.
Like, damn. So, and it looks like he just didn't even make it 2 days. It's like two days into the trip, giving Facebook password and like, oh, shit, I got out of here.
That wasn't smart of him to give his girlfriend his Facebook password and then have a conversation.
But
on
is he
Facebook.
Facebook messaging with the prostitute? How does
he was negotiating the rate.
Yeah, like over Facebook? Or is he telling all his friends? This
30 euros seems a lot.
He poked her. That's what it was. He probably he just poked her. And
Wait, 30 euros is actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's like 50 bucks.
Just... To have sex?
Yeah.
That's amazing. We live in the coolest time.
Would you have sex with a prostitute or are you past that age?
I feel like I told the story on the podcast where I tried to get a blowjob from a prostitute.
Right. But nowadays.
Oh, nowadays?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would. I think that it's like...
Pussy.
I'll fuck a prostitute tonight.
As long as you don't call me that again.
Yeah, it seems like...
What about you, Hood?
No, I wouldn't
you
do
couldn't.
That.
But would
I
you
couldn't.
Have ever? You don't seem like the kind of guy that would have ever had sex with a prostitute.
You got that neurotic Jewish thing that I have. Like, it's
being
too scary and dangerous.
Which is weird, because you're like...
You got that neurotic Jewish thing called
you're
Jewish.
A really you're a handsome artist, but you're you're nerdy like Amir on the inside.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, totally.
Oh, that's
also,
what it is.
Also, there's no, like, there's no achievement to it, right? Like, you don't have to really work hard to get the...
So there's
I mean,
no
unless you don't have money, you need to work hard to get the money. To
yeah,
then
which is like kind
exchange.
Of a cool reward.
Yeah, and like, oh man, I saved up all weekend working at the Sizzler so I could bang this prostitute. But like, you know, there's no chase to it.
So are you
no,
like, are you kind of like that with strip clubs too? Where you're like, why is this fun? Why is this enjoyable?
I am so awkward and uncomfortable at strip clubs.
Yeah, I think it's
not
a
that I've been to not that I've been
there.
To many, but like if they come to talk to you, I'm like, please stop. I'm not interested in in this dialogue that we may have to enter into.
Oh man.
If you got a friend who's like super, super comfortable at strip clubs, you got to question that friend. Like, why are you so good here? Why are you so good at this?
And where does that mean you're bad?
Yeah.
So just to bring it back to this lady, what's my next move? I think the next move, if I were you, is to bring it up. Because like, if it's it seems like it's going to fester and destroy the relationship.
Yeah, especially if he gave you the password. So it's not even like, I looked through your phone. I know I shouldn't have. It seems like they had like this kind of relationship where he was like, you can log onto my Facebook, and that's where she found it.
I think she should post a Facebook status on his page
Oh.
that says, I'm an idiot who fucks strippers or prostitutes.
That's amazing. And like
Amsterdam.
Tag his mom and dad in the post.
Yeah. And then like
that's
put
what
a picture that's like a really cool meme so it gets a lot of likes.
Yeah. Like it's Patrick Stewart talking to the camera and it says, why the fuck? On the top. And then at the bottom it says, did I fuck a prostitute in Amsterdam when I have a relationship?
Yeah.
I
like,
have a girlfriend.
They have like the good,
home.
Like bad guy, whatever his name is. They'll make a bad guy meme of him.
Yeah.
And then it'll go on the Huffington Post. And
yeah.
And have so many views and he'll regret that third.
You want to create a meme, start an actual new one. That people
yeah
use.
Like there's good guy Greg, right?
Yeah,
he's gonna
yeah.
be like bad guy. I'm gonna call him Miles.
Yeah
that's the vibe I was getting.
That's
so bad guy Miles.
Miles and Alabastria,
bad guy Miles,
power couple.
Goes on Euro trip. Well, there's prostitute.
There's already a scumbag Steve, so I'm afraid.
Oh, okay.
That
no
yeah.
I like bad guy Miles anyway.
Bad guy Miles. So what would you do if you were her?
That's what I would do.
Oh, you would fuck with him.
I would just the revenge and then never talk again.
That is, it is good to like have a guilt-free ability to take revenge on someone. Like, you don't really get that very often. You don't get that opportunity in your life to just be really mean and fucked up, but it's like no one would take his side against you.
Right. This is like she could punch him in the face and everyone would be like, that's cool.
Yeah.
You should punch him in the face.
Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. How often do you get to punch someone in the face and, like, if anybody asks what, like, you punched him in the face, why? Like, he had sex with a prostitute in Amsterdam. Like,
oh,
good for you.
Yeah, it's almost a congratulations.
Yeah.
People want you to punch him.
World star it, though.
Yeah, worldstarhiphop.com.
What world is star?
You don't know, oh, man, Jake.
Dab bum fights, though.
You don't know what world star is?
No.
All right, well.
Bum fights?
No, it's just like ridiculous videos of people doing like hood rat things with their friends. and like you go in there and like you see like if someone punches another dude out and there's like five dudes with cameras going around yelling world star and like you just clown on people basically.
Yeah, that sounds like a great site.
Why is that hip hop? I don't understand the hip hop correlation.
They also put music videos and stuff on there.
So it's that and also music videos.
It's just a great website.
That's their business plan.
Yeah, you should get them to sponsor the show.
All right, next question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one is from a guy. So
let's call him Alabaster.
Let's call him Miles. Hey, my girlfriend just found out that
the other guy in this the problem.
Give him the opposite advice. No, yeah. Dude, play it off. Don't worry.
Don't tell her, dude.
Change your Facebook password. I told her to post a status.
Oh shit! Yeah, this is advice for him.
Do you have a name, or you want to go with Miles?
Oh no! We already used Miles. This is going to be Dick Cheneyberg.
Oh,
whoa. I like that. Inspired by a real person.
Yeah, who? Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dick Cheneyberg writes, hey guys, when my girlfriend gets annoyed at me for stuff like not putting enough photos of her on my Instagram, she does this thing where she walks on the other side of the sidewalk, at least a meter or two away from me. If I try to walk next to her, she moves even further away and leaves me feeling like some kind of stalker. Is it weird or is it just me? I don't see the value of social sites and apps like IG, but maybe I'm wrong. Would love to hear your opinion. Over and out. Love, Dick Cheneyberg.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I think the weirdest thing about that was the metric system used in the beginning. But
a lot of our fans are British.
Yeah.
Or British Columbian. Or Colombian.
Or Colombian.
Or just not American. But, like, why tell us about what she does when she's mad?
Well, that's the question. Is it weird that she does it?
And is it weird that she gets mad?
Yeah.
It's obviously weird that she does this thing where she walks on the other side of the sidewalk, I guess.
Yeah. That is, well, yeah, that's also weird. So, but is it weird or is it just him?
It's just so specific to be like, she goes to the other side of the sidewalk 2 meters ahead of me. It's like, it doesn't matter what she does, right?
Well, yeah, well, it paints a picture a little bit more.
Yeah.
You can tell exactly what kind of mad she is.
That's true.
Would you say this is a big deal, the posting, not posting enough photos of her on Instagram?
It's one of those things that like, the other night when I was in New York, I saw like the beginning of the best fight. It's these two people, they're walking ahead of
it on World Star Hip Hop?
Yeah.
they should do World Star Hip Hop, but for like passive aggressive normal people fighting.
That's
yeah.
So they like that. Whatever discussion they were having had come to a head. This girl stopped. She just looked at the dude. She's like, I want you to unfollow her on Instagram. And he said back, I'm not going to do that.
Yes. Dude.
And I was just like, their night sucks. Friday night, that's the beginning of the night. This is the fight. That's their... Oh, it sucks so much.
I bet that that comes up a lot probably, right?
That's so real.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that is very real.
And but it's weird because it's like so, so small.
And, like, and yet it's not nothing, though.
But what if she was like, I want, like, all right, so say this girl is his ex, right?
Yeah.
She's like, I want you to unfollow her. Like, yeah, of course. No, okay, sure. I was just still following her. Unfollow. That's it. Conversation over. Or maybe she's like a big enough person that she's like, I don't care who follows on Instagram. Like, we're walking on the street right now. Right. So she doesn't bring it up.
Same
That's
vibe,
good.
Same
That's beautiful.
Street.
But then, like, these two, like, this, these two people coming at each other, that stubbornness.
Yeah,
it's so detrimental. It's
well, if you have to ask if you have to ask someone to unfollow somebody, then it's not even like, even if they do it, it's not good.
Right.
It's like, oh, I did it just for you. Are you happy now?
But I think that's fine. If he like really didn't care, then he, it's, I don't know. It
it's such a 2014 problem.
Right.
I don't want you to look at photos that your ex-girlfriend took.
We don't even know that, that this is an ex-girlfriend. This might just be like... Melanie Iglesias or something like that.
It's Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna. I was just trying to get... Melanie Iglesias might listen, and then she's going to be impressed when the name dropped.
Yeah. Oh, who is Melanie Iglesias?
I don't know.
She's really popular on Instagram.
Really?
I don't know this because I don't follow her.
A lot of my friends do.
Yeah. Someone.
Have you ever... reaching for our phones. Melanie Iglesias.
I feel like this is a very... I can speak to this because I have a problem with social media that I don't think you guys have the same problem, which is I'm always on my phone and always... looking at this, but this is like,
oh, well, you're way more popular than, like, you have hundreds of thousands of fans on Twitter and Instagram, right?
Yes I do, Amir. So. I really do.
So this is authentic. It's a big part of your life.
No, but at the same time, I think Jake
you
hit
wrote
on
this question.
Jake nailed it on the head, though. Neither people
I think, I don't know, I think they both work.
Either they shouldn't care is the point.
Or either.
Neither of them should care because it's so small and insignificant, and it just shines a light on how, like, we put a big magnifying glass on things like who you follow on Instagram or how many pictures you take of somebody on Instagram is reflective of, like, how much you care or how much you love someone or don't. I mean, like, it's very strange. But now that's how we operate because we're always looking on our phones and using that as the metric for, like,
right,
relevance. And
but it since we are, it almost makes sense that she would get mad if only,
I can yell that.
Only at, oh, I think here's what I think. If he's like taking pictures all the time of like dogs and food and like his car and he's posting all that shit, and she's like, why are you not proud of me? You're proud of like your car, you're proud of these dogs, but you like don't want to share me with anybody, then like maybe I would be like, I don't think I could ever be so upset that I'd bring it up, but I'd be like, like that hurts me a little bit. You
it would
know?
Bother you.
Maybe in some really, really, real, I'm not me, but I can see a world where,
well, here's
where
the thing.
She's valid.
We were
it sounds like he, oh,
sorry,
go ahead.
Continue.
I'm just saying it sounds like he doesn't post anything on Instagram. So she shouldn't be so upset. If anything, this guy should just delete Instagram and be like, you know what? I don't even have the app anymore.
So who are you mad at now? I don't even exist. She leaves him. Well, I don't want to fucking date someone without an IG
Instagram.
Account. Fuck,
what,
dude.
What were you going to say?
We grew up pre-Instagram. So for us, Instagram is not a huge part of our lives. If you're like between the ages of 13 and 18, Instagram is all you know. So Instagram is like the new whatever. It's the way to like... display any emotion. So like for some people, and it's not even Instagram, it's like, I don't know, what are kids using these days?
Yo,
Instagram's like the new hamsterdance.com.
What's the, oh my god, I'm so old right now. All I want to say is
no one's gonna understand that.
Snapchat is huge.
People off Snapchat.
Are they already?
Snapchat is I would almost say is so next that it's ridiculous.
Really?
Wait, next?
Yeah. Like it's going to overtake Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Snapchat's
yeah.
not going anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Kik? K-I-K. Use that?
No, I don't.
That's like the next level below. That's the minor leagues.
That's the minor
I
leagues.
Don't understand how Kik. Snapchat has any staying power. It's the most boring app.
It literally disappears after 6 seconds. The app should also go away that fast.
I think it's
no, now it's like
24
hours.
Oh, really?
For like.
Oh, because you can send. Because you can
send
do
to everybody
group.
And you can show off your little
moments.
You do
your life.
Without it being spammy because it goes away.
Right.
I can't justify Snapchat. I just know that kids have like
Do you use Snapchat?
No, but I know that kids have very short attention spans and like...
Yeah, the shorter the better.
I read an article that like... Because I read. I can read. I read
a tweet, actually. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I read a tweet on an app somewhere about Snapchat that said like some teacher was like, this is the most disruptive thing that's ever happened in a classroom in my 25 years of teaching.
Oh, I can't imagine being a teacher right now. Every kid has an iPhone under the desk. Like, we were already distracted with...
TI-83.
Books, yeah.
Like,
paper.
Connecting games. Like, that like, were, like,
if you actually had a phone, you'd be done. There's no way you're trying to teach kids about history.
Kids are going
to
be so stupid. So bad.
We're already pretty dumb. Imagine how dumb they're going to be. So has this ever happened to you? Like, somebody getting mad at you about an Instagram-related issue?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I know that I can't...
Liking or just following?
Well, just the idea of not posting a picture of your girlfriend, but you spend a lot of time posting pictures of yourself. That's not a super admirable trait, apparently. So
I'm working towards
so
that.
I'm working towards my maturity on that. And also, well, it's kind of separate from Instagram, but I did get yelled at a little bit for taking pictures with fans, but at a baseball game, but not interested in taking pictures with my girlfriend at that same baseball game.
Oh.
I was like, oh, I just don't like taking pictures. But then like a fan would come up and be like, yeah, all right, yeah. Take a picture.
Oh, well, here's the thing.
Which I think I was wrong for, but still.
Your Instagram, like, do you consider it the Steven Instagram or the Hoodie Allen Instagram? Because those are like two different people.
Yeah. That's my multiple personality for people listening who don't know.
So your Instagram is more towards your career, so that's why you post pictures of fans and shows and not necessarily a picture of like your mom or dad.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird place, right? Because where do the lines blur in general for people on what they should and shouldn't?
Well, you're really good at social media. Like, what advice would you have? Like, what are your tips? Like,
you want more Twitter followers?
Well,
you a little asshole.
I think we could be better at engaging I think we do a pretty good job, and then you're like one level above that. You respond to almost every tweet, correct?
Well, I've responded to like a lot.
Right.
I wouldn't say every tweet, but
here's a good metric is how many times you've tweeted.
No, don't do that.
And because this is not just like you trying to be funny. This is like how many times
it's
you've replied to people.
It's
right.
It sounds stupid.
So you, like, just as a good litmus test, our account, the Jake and Amir / my account, 4,600 tweets.
Yeah.
So that seems like a lot of fan interaction. Then I go to Hoodie Allen.
It's going to be so bad.
Wait, I did four?
Yeah, 4,600.
4,600. Do you know what you're at?
Yeah, 146,000.
That's correct. 146,000 tweets. 30 times, 40 times what we have.
Yeah, wow. But you know what, though? Honestly, I only really tweet when I'm pooping, and I just poop a lot.
So that's what it is. Eat more Fiverr. That's your tip?
It's just a lot of poop tweets. Fiverr One bars, and you know.
But you're great at responding and like involving your fans. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's crazy. It takes so much time and effort. But your fans
love
it. But
it doesn't. That's the thing. It's really confusing. Or maybe it does. I don't know. I really do it in like downtime. I think I do it instead of having conversations with actual people in the real world.
But do you do it as a chore? Like, oh, I better respond. Or like you actually love interacting with your fans?
No, I really like doing it. Except when people are being mean, then I'm like, oh, damn.
Oh, when they're being mean, are you mean back? Or are you like...
Yeah, oh, I sass the shit out of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Then I regret it. Because you can't win an argument on the internet with anyone, because even if you burn someone so badly, they just go, I'm 15, and you're arguing with a 15-year-old, and you're like, damn it.
I lose again.
I lose life. Damn.
We tend to just ignore the haters. Although, remember when Gary...
Haters? You guys don't have haters.
We have haters.
Some haters.
Remember when Gary Vaynerchuk...
Like Aziz Ansari? And they're like, boo, we hate you.
No,
we
it's more
Aziz.
Like you guys aren't
funny. It is Aziz Ansari.
Yeah. He's trolling us.
Oh, really? It's just, he's awesome. All the accounts.
I would love that.
But Gary Vaynerchuk, who's also super into social media, told us, like, if you go in there and talk to the haters, you can, like, convert them into fans.
Yeah, so we started doing that. Like, when... Not all the time, but sometimes when people are, like, write something... Actually, I think I did it on like Reddit before.
Yeah.
People were like hating on this video, and I like responded in the comments like very earnestly, just being like, hey, I don't know why you guys hate it. I really like it. Here's what I thought was funny.
Yeah.
And then they're like, wow, we respect you so much. Thank you for talking to us.
Every comment after that was just like, they were just like all humans because they realized that like I was in there reading. But when you don't think anyone's reading, it's like talking about somebody behind their back. They're like, they don't think they were reading the comments.
They don't think you're a real person. It becomes a point where it's just like, you're not real, so we can just say whatever.
Right.
You're an idea, not a
person.
And then
you just like poke your head in the room. You're like, hey, I hear you guys talking about me. Oh, fuck. We're sorry.
Yeah. No. We like you. It's just that with this one video and.
Yeah, that's so true. Aziz Ansari, stop trolling them, all right?
Come on, dude.
They're just people.
What's this guy's specific question?
Is it normal that she's so... Yeah. I think it's really just... It's one of those, like, pick your battle things. If it's so easy to just be
he
like...
He should just be the bigger person and post more pictures with her.
Because it doesn't matter at all.
It doesn't matter. It's so meaningless.
Your followers won't give a fuck. It'll make your girlfriend happy, and that's it. The end.
You'll get
post
laid,
three pictures of her, and that's, like... Yeah.
He'll get laid and he won't have to spend 30 euro in Amsterdam the next time he's there.
There you go.
Callback to a former joke.
I like
that's
that.
A deep hole. I like
now.
That.
Jesus.
And but then the alternative is like if he doesn't really doesn't like social media, it's not about his girlfriend. He should just tell her that it's I don't know.
Don't be the guy who says I'm not going to unfollow her.
Yeah. Right. I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to do
so
that.
So it's not weird that she's asking that. That's the new normal.
I do think it's kind of the new normal. And not necessarily that she wants... It's weird if she's like, post like a picture of me every single day. But like...
Right, just want a couple
times. When
you're
in a relationship, I feel like people are like, I would like you to... I'd like to feel like you're excited by me. You
but
know?
You're the one who said that he would never announce on Facebook that he was in a relationship.
Yeah, I don't think I would do that.
Yeah. But that's the same thing. What if somebody got mad at you about that?
I guess I would just be like... I think I show my love in enough other ways.
Like Instagram. Like,
yeah, look at how many Instagram pictures we have. Stop hawking every social media. I got to be a free bird.
Yeah.
At least on Twitter. You get to choose two out of the three.
Like a grab bag. No whammies.
All right. Third question?
Question of the third.
We need another dude's name.
Oh, another dude's name. Clint.
You guys don't know, but I edited out 75 minutes of silence before that. It was close to a movie, a feature-length film.
He took a long walk. He came back, sat down, still couldn't come up with anything.
That was 4 seconds. I must be really bad at sex.
Clint writes, so I found myself in a conundrum. I'm just starting college and have only had sex 3 times and feel it's important for some reason to keep track of all my sexual partners because I take having sex pretty seriously. Recently, a girl invited me over, and as we were hooking up, I tried to take off her pants, but she wouldn't let me. We then proceeded to quite literally have sex with our clothes on. She was riding my dick, and we weren't even kissing, and she was topless, just literally having sex. She rode me furiously until I ejaculated all over her couch, and then until she finished. We basically had sex, right? My question is, should I count this experience as having sex, even though technically there wasn't quote-unquote penetration per se? And should I add this girl to the list of sexual partners I had? Does it technically count? Thanks for your thanks for the advice. I'm your biggest fan. Love you guys. Love, Clint.
I'm so glad I chose Clint now because it's like, so appropriate.
I like that he's leading us. He's like, we literally had sex. Would you count it technically? Keep in mind, we literally did.
You didn't literally have sex.
You liar.
It was the opposite of literal sex. That was figurative, to be sure.
Literally having sex. Yeah.
It almost should count because it sounds like it was a very painful and chafing experience that he occurred that was probably way less pleasurable.
Might
than
as
sex.
Well be
it's
sex.
It's pretty cool that
this
she
guy takes
got
it
off.
Very seriously. Remember that. He takes his very seriously.
He takes sex very seriously.
Yeah, I think whether or not you take sex seriously, everybody likes to have that number in their brain, whether you take sex seriously or not.
I feel like three times already. I feel like that's pretty good. You shouldn't be stressing too bad.
Yeah, you could take one off. You don't need this one. You don't need this W.
I mean, and you guys hooked up, so maybe you still can have sex with her. Just don't count it yet.
Yeah. Because when you actually have sex, you'll be not that excited.
It didn't happen yet. That's just the fact. Your penis wasn't in her vagina. That's what sex is. Sex isn't coming, because then you have sex every time you masturbate, right?
Oh.
If by his metric, it's like, oh yeah, there was enough friction and I ejaculated. That's sex, right?
So let's say this happened. Sex, but you couldn't get it up, or it couldn't stay hard.
So it penetrated, but you didn't come?
Yep.
You shouldn't count it just out of pride, right?
Yeah. I don't know. That seems like sex without coming is different than sex with, like, losing your erection and not coming. I don't know. I need more information.
All right. You have an erection.
Let's get Clint on the phone.
Let's just say you have an erection, but you can't ejaculate because the condom is... prohibiting
what condom?
You. What? The condom.
Condom?
Oh, yeah, that rubber that you wear to prevent sexually transmitted
diseases.
Yeah.
What? I mean, even if you don't use them, surely you know what they are, right?
Excuse me?
you can't hear anything I'm saying then.
It's such a foreign concept.
Yeah, you would. I think I would consider that sex if you fuck without coming, but like they're still fucking. Yeah.
So that's
penetration.
Sex. Penetration is sex. Ejaculation, not so much.
Yeah.
Sir?
I agree 100%. I don't know why this kid is so eager to count every time he like gets close to a girl. He's got to relax. Clint, relax, man.
Clint, dude, relax.
You're going to have plenty of sex. Not if you have that attitude, though. All right?
That's true.
Take a girl. Also,
maybe he's going to be so good at dry humping that's going to be his reputation.
Yeah, I feel like he hasn't heard of dry humping. That's what it sounded like from the...
He's never heard of dry humping. That's exactly what it was.
Too, right?
How do you go from, like, he's never had sex, but he's never had dry humping. He's never dry humped anybody.
Well, they literally had sex.
Maybe he's never had sex, and this is kind of literally what it's been.
Yeah, so that makes four literal sexes and zero of the actual kind. So we're not counting it. Survey says not counting it, Clint.
Clint. You didn't have sex.
All right. There it is. Let's take our break. Let's chill out a little bit.
Thank God.
What have you been up to, dude?
Me?
What's new?
Yeah, what would you say?
What's Gucci?
Yeah.
What's Gucci? Oh, you know, just doing some new music and stuff like that.
Well, since your last appearance on Jake and Amir, what's your schedule? Like, couple months of writing, couple months of touring, and then alternate between the two?
Basically, more or less. You know, there's been, like, I get a lot of people at my shows who always ask me to play the aardvark rap in some sense, or they just yell at me.
Do you ever rap about aardvarks at your shows?
Sometimes they'll do the whole rap in front of me. I don't do it at the shows, but like they'll do the whole thing.
Not during the show. I mean, like in the line or something.
Yeah, the line, and then they'll be like, or they'll just come up to me, they'll shake my hand and be like, "What's like? How cold is aardvark come?" And I'll just be like, "Coldest." And then they come in their pants and they ask if it was sex. But but no, I've been getting a lot of requests to do a part four. And I keep telling people it's happening. It hasn't happened.
We should do it.
Yeah, but
it's happening.
But I just tell them it's happening.
Let's make the announcement right now.
Holy shit, it's happening.
It's going to happen. We're literally going to do it.
We're literally having part four happen.
We should do that. When are you in LA next? Because you can't do it in the next 2 days.
I don't know. Maybe I can. Let's not tease the people because they hear this. They're not going to be satisfied.
All right, you heard it here first. It's coming out Tuesday.
No.
Tomorrow. That's right.
Tomorrow.
We have to stop this podcast.
By the time
right
you
now.
Hear this, it's already out. And if it's not, your internet is broke.
You just did a cool tour where you, instead of trying to sell as many tickets as possible to every show, you capped it at 500.
Yeah,
which for you is small. For us, would be it's still an enormous show. But for you, like you sold out within a couple minutes the entire tour, right?
Yeah, as we alluded to, Amir, I have a lot of followers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just really look at your tweets. Popular. You're already working at 35x our popularity, so yes. It's not really fair to compare. But you did something interesting that you were talking to me earlier about. You did the meet and greet before the show. You met every single fan of the show before the show.
Yeah, so it was a whole like meet and greet tour. It's what people would call like an underplay because it's, you know, it's smaller than a usual show, and I wanted to do that. So I met every single person who got a ticket to the show, which was pretty awesome. A lot of Purell involved in this process. But it was awesome. But yeah, we did that before. So like they would come in through the doors, they'd basically meet me, and then at some point I would run away, take a quick poop, you know, change my clothes, and
send out 1,000 tweets.
send out about 40 tweets during that time, and then I get on stage and perform, and then the show, you know, is done. Go home.
See, our fear is meeting people before. Our fear of meeting people before the show is that, like, when we go on stage, we want that to be the first time people see us. But you said people were even more excited to see you after the meet and greet.
Well, I think just because of the nature of the whole thing, they were even more excited, and they were just excited to be there. But and I don't know if this happens to you, but, you know, no one expects me to be funny or to do anything. So I don't know if people meet you and they're like, tell me a joke, clown. And then, is that a thing that happens? Like, so they want you to be, like,
no one's
hilarious?
Ever said clown, but yeah.
We should rap in the line. That's what we should do. Oh, we should show off some other skill.
We do that sometimes.
Yeah. If we're just tipsy enough, we do start rapping for no particular reason.
But, like, is that a thing? Is it because they want, like, great impression beforehand? And then you're like, well, I got a show to do. Like, the show is the focus, not the...
Yeah. Well, we just don't want to.
You just hate your fans.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I hate our fans.
I don't know why we don't do it before. I guess because like it seems when we do it, it seems so like
disorderly. It's like as people are leaving, it seems, I don't know how we could do like an hour before the show, then people sit down, then we go backstage. I'm too nervous before a show. I don't think anybody would want to meet me there.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's like a good, cool.
I'm not a good, I like don't like performing very much. So I need to be, I get in my head before.
Yeah, I think doing it after is actually normal. So I definitely like the, this was like a,
was it an experiment?
It was an experiment.
Successful?
I think so.
Do it again?
Definitely.
But your next tour is not going to be capped at 500.
No. Definitely sometime in the future, but not tomorrow. Right. But yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm sure people appreciate meeting you at any point in time, like whether it was before or afterwards or in the parking lot.
Yeah.
They're stalking you. And you're,
as long as it's in a parking lot, they don't care when it is. Yeah.
Yeah. when they follow you home and all that
stab
stuff.
Stab you.
Who's a better rapper, me or Jake? Clint.
I was gonna say Clint. that's hard, you know. I think you have an edge. I think you have a little bit of an edge.
That hurts.
Fucked.
You know what Jake's edge is? Jake is better at freestyling, coming up with lines off the top of his head. And I have like the other side, which
I
is
think
just
your
like,
your technical skills.
Yeah, like my natural ability. Like if I had your creativity with my natural ability, or you had my ability with your creativity.
Yeah. Like well, I mean, I think I have ability, but I see what you're saying about wishing that you had my creativity. Yeah.
Like when you did that spoken word thing, it was so slow, you were able to take your time.
No, that was pretty fast. that was really fast.
Are you a good freestyler? Do you have to be a good freestyler to be a good rapper?
You don't have to be, but I do think that freestyling is an important aspect of it. And it's fun. Like, it shouldn't be so serious.
Do you ever freestyle during a show?
Sometimes when I forget the lyrics to a song in, like, the middle of it, and I want to play it off like I didn't forget the lyrics to my own song, I just, like, break into a freestyle and I make sure to mention the city. I'm like, oh, singing a song. And then I'm like, Detroit is in the house. Hopefully we're in Detroit. Otherwise,
regardless
of
where you are.
Detroit every single time.
It's always Detroit. So, yeah, I mean, no, there were times when I play college shows. I sometimes do this still, where, like, I would do a freestyle that was, like, relevant and dedicated to the crowd, you know, sort of making them seem like we're on the same page, like we're all in this together. Oh, you know,
smart.
Like reel them in. You don't know me yet, but I know all about you.
That's like,
let's be friends.
It's like the comedy equivalent of crowd work, which always does really well because it's like, oh, you're making it a personal event for these people.
No, people love like freestyles about them. Like you mentioned, like they're like the place where they go eat pizza at night, and they're like, fuck yeah, that is where I eat pizza. I eat all the pizza there. And then it's just like, you have them hooked.
Should we freestyle or is that going to be embarrassing?
Let's freestyle. Should we do read the next question and freestyle the answer?
Question four.
That's going to be a lot of pressure.
Done. Whatever, dude. Let's do it.
Wait, so all three of us going to take turns rapping?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay, so Hoodie will do your beat.
Okay.
You do my beat and I'll do Hoodie's beat.
Thanks, awesome.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
This guy
is
This is weird. All right, I'll get to it. Give me a man's name.
A man's name? Geronifeld.
What?
Wow. It's like if my last name was also a giraffe. Hey guys, I'm emailing because recently I was pressured into launching a compressed air cartridge in the middle of class. My friend said it would be hashtag dope and it wouldn't go anywhere. It would just die down and spin on the ground a lot. But it frickin' flew. I mean, it went crazy all over the classroom and it almost hit a kid. I received a couple days suspension for it, but I could have received more if it hit someone. Okay, now to the problem. Some of the kids in class are afraid of me and some think they can just get me to do whatever by asking me enough times and convincing me that it'll be okay. How do I make the scared kids trust me again? How do I make the other kids stop pressuring me into situation? Thanks. P.S. You should definitely have Hoodie Allen on for an episode.
What?
That's amazing.
Yeah, did you know that?
No.
Yo, my fans are crazy.
That's awesome.
All right. So
hey, I want to update. Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, no, go.
You say you your thing. Mm-hmm. I'll get my beat ready.
Okay.
And wait.
Cool. Okay. Here we go now.
Brothers.
Detroit's in the house. Yo. Okay. You got to... air cartridge, you are a partridge.
No, hold on, all right, here we go.
Here we go. Here it is. Here it is. This is what it is. This is for real. This is for real. Yo, hey, kid, you don't always have to do what people say. Not every.
You fuck. You're trolling me, dude.
No, you're so funny, man. You should do jokes.
Keep going. Keep going. Yo. Okay. Yo, Jake. Detroit's in the building. Here it goes. Okay. Yo, boy, you are cool. Whether or not they tell you that at school, you don't have to worry about what people think. You don't have to worry about what they drink. Soda, juice, water, or tea. You are cool to your mother, to me. Well, I'm still going, dude. Yo, okay? You, oh, believe in yourself, motherfucker. My name's Jake. My name's Jake, bitch. J Money. Sucking titties, licking clitties. Oh, dude, man.
Launching into my other priest.
Oh, yeah, it sounded
Gucci
like
Mane.
It. We out.
And then you have to do an explosion noise.
All right. I did it. He just kept going.
Yes, sorry.
I did that like 10 seconds ago.
I got really excited.
He survived the blast like a cockroach. Man.
Here we go. You.
Those are just some good, really good advice.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Listen to the lyrics, not just the
soda.
Not just the dope flow. Listen to the lyrics.
Soda, water.
Pass the dope flow.
I thought you were going to be like soda, water, coffee, wine. The favorite drinks of a high schooler. All right.
Spritzers.
So my turn?
Yeah.
But you have to give me the
beat. That's your answer?
Yeah, I guess just like, don't worry about what people think. You shouldn't be peer pressured into doing things because you think it'll be cool.
Okay.
All right. I should... Okay, here we go.
What was this guy's name?
Geronifeld.
Geronifeld. Hey, it's Amir Blumenfeld. Going at you live. Gonna give you some reassurance. Don't worry about the peer pressurance or your parents or your moms or your peers or your... Don't fear. Just have no fear because Amir is here. Geronifeld. It's Blumenfeld. Here's my advice.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't subscribe to magazines like Vice. Don't subscribe to ideas like don't kill mice.
Mice.
Do what you want to do and not what you don't.
Nah.
Do what you can and not what you won't. You want to understand what you can't do, so please just stay in school, dude.
Stay in school, dude.
Gotta stay in school, babe.
Got to stay in school, dude. School. Don't be a bitch.
School. Or drop out.
Third verse.
Woody Allen.
Oh, shit. There's actual pressure to be good.
Yeah. This is you.
All right.
Well, at least to live up to the bar that we set.
Yeah.
Possibly high.
I might fall under it.
All right, now I gotta give you the beat.
Give me the beat, though.
Give me the beat, though. Neat. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm ready. Trap shit. Real talk, motherfucker. Geronifeld, listen up. Yo, you're crazy forever. All your friends gonna hate you. What you gonna do? Probably go on a date, dude, with mad chicks. You're the scary ass kid. All them wanna suck your fat ass dick. Yeah, I heard your dick's fat. I heard it's nice and juicy. All the kids is cool. They love fucking your dick. This is what I'm saying. Don't even worry. Shoot everybody. Shoot everybody.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Whoa. That was amazing. And the advice was on point too.
No.
Wow.
That's so real.
So basically what I'm saying, what I meant with all that was that like embrace your new role and live that shit up and just be the bad dude, because honestly the kids who are scared of you are always gonna be scared of you, and the kids who are gonna make you do stuff, you just give in to the peer pressure, and basically who cares if you fail out of school? Like, this is your new role now.
Wow.
Also, don't hurt anybody, would you say, is the theme?
Hurt like the small people, but like the big people, leave them alone. Or hurt one big dude and then no other big dudes will mess
it's
with
like
you.
No, you're thinking, yeah.
It was like prison.
Yeah.
Oh. That's actually another verse that I was thinking.
I've been watching a lot of Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Piper.
Yeah, the Pied Piper. Yeah, that's it. That was great. Thank you. Hoodie, your debut. Much appreciated. Thanks for coming on the show.
That's all?
Yeah. Can you believe this has already lasted close to an hour?
That we had fun and time flies when we're having fun.
Do you have to plug anything?
You're already more famous than we'll ever be.
Yeah.
So.
No, I don't need to plug anything, but I'm super glad that you guys had me over to your humble abode and we got to do this.
No doubt.
And You know, like Rap Teacher Part 4 dropping tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Sign online right now.
Look on your Tinders. Streaming live.
Swipe it.
Yeah. Swipe right.
That's how Tinder's working.
Yeah.
Live streaming on Tinder.
Wouldn't it be cool if your profile picture could be a video? Tinder. Y'all are listening up.
Oh, like an animated GIF at the very least. Yeah.
Profile video.
Like those old dating videos they made in the 80s. Yeah. If you have your own questions, you can email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Hoodie might not answer them, but we probably will. Well, I shouldn't say probably. Odds are pretty slim. There's thousands of questions.
We'll try.
And you can also submit theme songs. That first one was written by Garrett, not Jake. Garrett. So thank you so much. And this last one, the closer, is from a guy named Jack in Australia. Thanks again for listening. Thanks again, Hoodie. We'll be back next week. Peace.
If I were you, it's a daily show. If I were you, a new episode every day. If I were you, with a pitch and an ear. If I were you, send your questions to. If I were you, I promise you things will get real. If I were you, sometimes there's a guess. If I were you, if you're in dire straits, my friend, it's a daily show. These guys will do their best.
Toda, baby.
What's going on? I'm Brody Jenner.
I am Dr. Mike Dow.
We are inviting you guys to come check us out. It's the Brody Jenner Podcast with Dr. Mike Dow.
It is a fresh take on life's biggest dilemma, love.
You got Dr. Mike Dow, who's a couples therapist. You got me. I'm not the best, but I do a pretty good job. We'll have a different celebrity guest each week joining the conversation with us.
We are serving nothing but love and relationships on the Brody Jenner Podcast.
Go download it every Thursday at podcastone.com. That is podcastone.com. We'll be right back.